Reno, Nevada, casino turns deadly as gunman kills three. A shooting at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada, on Monday morning left three people dead and three others wounded before the suspect was shot and apprehended by law enforcement. According to the Associated Press, authorities confirmed that the gunman opened fire outside the casino hotel, one of the city's largest and most recognizable entertainment venues. Police stated that the suspect had no known connection to the victims, and his identity and motive remain under investigation. The violence unfolded around 7:30 a.m. in the valet parking area outside the resort. According to investigators, the gunman approached a group of people and brandished a handgun. Although the weapon initially malfunctioned, the shooter managed to get it working and fired multiple rounds before fleeing the area on foot. A casino security guard confronted the assailant in the parking lot, resulting in an exchange of gunfire. The suspect then shot at a passing motorist, fatally striking the driver. Officers from the Reno Police Department arrived within minutes of the initial 911 calls. As they attempted to stop the suspect, he fired at them, striking a patrol vehicle. Several officers returned fire, hitting the gunman. He was taken into custody and transported to a hospital, where he remains in critical condition. Authorities recovered multiple firearm magazines from the scene, indicating the shooter may have been prepared for prolonged violence. Two of the surviving victims were listed in critical condition at a local hospital, while one individual was treated and released. Three others sustained minor injuries related to the incident. One person suffered a bullet graze on their finger, another was treated for acute anxiety, and a third was hurt while attempting to flee. A police officer also sustained minor injuries during the confrontation. Investigation and search for motive underway. Officials from the Sparks Police Department, which is leading the investigation, are working to piece together the shooter's actions and background. Police Chief Chris Crawford reported that there was no clear indication of whether the suspect was a guest or an employee of the Grand Sierra Resort. The resort is known for hosting major events, including concerts, sports competitions, and political rallies. In the months leading up to the 2024 election, then-presidential hopeful Donald Trump held a campaign event at the venue. Reno Mayor Hillary Scheeve credited the rapid response by law enforcement and casino security for preventing further casualties. She emphasized that swift action likely stopped the suspect from entering the casino hotel's interior, where the potential for greater harm was high. In the aftermath of the incident, police cordoned off the valet entrance, setting up privacy screens to block the view into the area where the shooting began. Witness accounts described chaotic scenes at the resort. One woman who had been getting coffee moments before the shooting reported hearing from someone in a nearby room that the gunman had been just outside the main entrance. The presence of multiple guests in the vicinity added to the urgency and danger faced by first responders. This is not the first deadly incident at the Grand Sierra Resort. In January 2024, two men were charged with fatally shooting another man who had been staying at the hotel.